This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
The Dunedin Multicultural Council is a non-profit organisation that works to support the multi-ethnic communities in Dunedin. Since many of our members are migrants, we focus on providing opportunities to get to know people and develop new skills, networks and links with the wider community of Dunedin.
Hi, this is Peter Kesha. You're listening to the Dunedin Multicultural Council On Air. Today we'll be interviewing Dean Ellison from Wellington. And this is his... Talofa Lava, kia ora. That was a track by a very good friend of ours, Dean Ellison.
Yeah.
And I'd like to welcome Ash. I'd like to welcome to DMCC On Air. You're PK and Ash. Yeah, That track had me, it was pre-recorded from the previous show, so they had me introducing, but he's not here, sorry, Dean's not with us today, but Ash and I are.
That was quite a good song, eh? Dean's really good, eh?
That one he wrote about 7-8 years ago.
Did he?
Yeah, so I found that in the archives.
Is it about an old flame, is it?
I'm not sure.
It sounded like it from the lyrics. Yeah. Every time you walk away, I feel like it rains 1,000 days, something like that.
Hey, it's Tongan Language Week.
That is true. That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Malo lele.
Malo lele. Yep. Malo. It is Tongan Language Week. That's pretty cool. So it looks like we're having a round of Pacific Islander Language Week, eh? We had Vanuatu Language Week the other week. Last time we were on here, we had Bislama Language Week.
That's right.
Now we've got Tongan Language Week.
It was Cook Island Language Week last week.
Oh, was it? Was that right? Okay,
so Tongan Language Week started on Sunday, the 17th.
Yeah.
So
that's quite cool.
Yep.
What I really find really neat is how the similarities between all the languages, how much they have in common.
Pacific languages.
Yep. It's pretty neat, eh? Hmm. No, it's pretty cool. And I like connecting the dots even beyond the Pacific. So the similarities between Pacific Island languages and Asian languages, you know, Chinese and Middle Eastern languages, and then even up to the European languages. It's quite incredible, actually. I seen a friend of mine that was living in China. He put up a picture up once on Facebook, once randomly. And this picture was of this gigantic totem pole. You know how they have totem poles in Canada, the native?
Yes.
They have totem poles? You know how there's different faces on the totem poles? One of the faces was a humongous tiki, a New Zealand tiki. Like, it looked like someone from New Zealand hopped on a plane, went over there and carved it and came back.
Wow.
But it wasn't. It was this ancient totem pole with a New Zealand tiki on it, a Maori tiki. And I was like, oh, well, there you go. And this is like in the middle of China, in the middle of nowhere, out in the Wop Wops.
It's all connected with seafaring people.
It's all connected, eh?
Yeah. Everyone travels by sea.
Exactly. That's when I realized, you know the Silk Road that they talk about? The Silk Road?
Yeah.
Well, the Silk Road doesn't stop on the land. It keeps going through the water. And that's how we connect Asia to South America and Aussie, through the islands.
I was talking to my mother the other day, and she was telling me, because I knew she came over here on the Matua, a ship in 1957 from Samoa. But I only realised we were having a cup of tea the other day, and she goes, "Peter, they had to row us out to the boat. There was no wharf."
Oh, wow. Is that right?
And she said there's like four men, and so they had to put their cases in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you probably had to walk through, hop onto the canoe.
Into the boat and get rowed out.
Yeah, and get rowed out and then climb up a ladder up the side of the ship.
Oh, is that right?
That's how she kept, how she boarded.
How did they get their baggage up? They must have had something.
Well, they would have had crew working on board and, you know, carrying up for them. But,
is that right? And that's in the 50s?
57, yeah. So there would have been a few, you know, people who were back then that were traveling, migrating to New Zealand, having to travel on ships and even climb up the ladder, the rope ladder. Most of the islands would have had that because they would have had a wharf.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know? So that was quite interesting.
Yeah. That's right. And that it's neat how things like that goes to show the oneness of humankind, eh? We have all these barriers up, you know, like, oh, this is New Zealand and that's Aussie and this is the Cook Islands and that's China. But really, in the essence, you know, it's just like, these are all just man-made contraptions, eh?
Hey, I reckon you can understand anyone. It doesn't matter what language they speak because there's a universal body language. Mm. It feels like now, I mean, I can listen to someone and can tell by the way they move and their eyes are what the gist of the story or what they're trying to say.
That's right.
So, yeah.
I was going to say animals don't use passports, or visas. But then I thought of I met this person. She said it's costing her $13,000 to bring her two cats from the States to New Zealand, and they have passports.
Hey, here's another original track. All these tracks I'm just going to play randomly, but they've all been written here in Dunedin.
Yeah.
This one just says Adam on it, but we can carry on talking. This is Adam Rowe, by the way.
Adam Rowe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He now lives in Christchurch. His mother, well-known indie folk performer, guitarist, singer.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Kay Rowe.
Awesome.
We're with the Dunedin Multicultural Council, and we've just got a new exec.
Yeah.
And we're both part of it.
Yep.
Ash and I, and the new president, Andrew Rudolph.
Hmm.
Yep. And I think we should interview the whole committee.
That's a good idea.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, we should 100% do that. Mm-hmm. That's a good idea. We'll book Andrew in one session. We'll book James in for another session.
James Mathiah. What do you know about James Mathiah?
Yep, good old James. He's
he was the secretary last year. He's Fijian Indian.
Yeah, a long-standing member in the Multi-Ethnic Council, Multicultural Council, sorry.
And you're back on board?
Back on board, yep. I'm not too busy as I was last year, so I can afford to be back on board now, so it's good.
So another new member we've got is Ruth Groffman. Ruth.
Oh, Ruth, yeah.
She's
with Time Bank.
Interfaith.
Interfaith
Council.
She does the United Nations something or another in Dunedin. Yeah, so that's quite cool. That's Ruth. And then we've got Peter Mannins.
Yeah.
Who else do we have? We have, there's a few, eh?
Well, Peter Mannins, what's his background? What do you know of him?
Peter Mannins, well, he's from the Baha'i Faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife.
School teacher, wasn't he?
School teacher, yeah.
He taught for many years.
That's right, he did teach out in Port. They live out in Port Chalmers. I forget where he used to teach, though. Yeah. No, definitely. We've got a good exec this year. Lots of members from good
Who
backgrounds.
Else? Well, yourself, of course. And I'm Peter Kesha.
Yeah.
Vice President.
Lux is still there.
He's past president.
He's still there, yeah.
Thanks for that background music, Adam, or track that I had.
That was nice.
It was just random. Yeah, I was, before I met up with you at the studio tonight, I just put random songs that just were recorded here in Dunedin, original music.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think it's a great idea. We need to get the committee in here one by one and just see what they've got to say about.
That'd be nice. I just had another thought. We could even do a live show in here next time. You know, if we have a backing track, we could just do it live on air. Live gig. Don't know if that'll work or not, but yeah, just a thought.
No rest for the wicked.
Calls on the track, come up with something that we ain't cutting no slack. Do indigenous thugs from across the land, spitting flammable lyrics as a lungs expand. Troublesome, but that's just the way we was raised. People call us whack, but fuck what anybody says. I didn't like for crime, but I gotta find a way to stop. Jail cells ain't good, neither are the cops. People ask what it's like, rapping cause of bite. Faggots get jealous cause one of us can rap from out of sight. Used to dream of flash cars, rolling with the stars. Rapping, even that a lot behind bars. I've got a plan to make it out, but ain't nobody hopping. My mom's and my pop's always in my face shouting. In my days as a juvenile playing street fight, I talk about being famous and owning an empire. Control, the victim of a bad upbringing. I was getting high while the church choir was singing. You know how we do this, man, I don't give a fuck. All I want is cash and dollar coins ain't enough. My mission is to make the world feel my anger and pain. Strictly representing, I ain't never gonna change. Working the dead with other words that I speak. Competition suffer cause all they words are weak. Military mind, there's a soldier inside. Incarcerated mind looking for the sunshine. Rules and distance, unbelievable, leave with the cause. In case you forgot, my name is Lost Cause. Then you can overcome me, but you'll need to live a better recognize audio forever.
That's a pretty cool track, eh?
Yeah, that's 2000.
Up in Auckland.
Yeah, in Auckland, West Auckland.
Yeah. That's a good 25
Wipe
years ago.
Wipe It Out of Trust, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Came over from the Gold Coast and run a music program there.
Yeah.
And we just wrote songs.
Mm.
Composed music of what was happening around West Auckland.
Mm.
Recorded it.
It's good, eh? It's a good song.
Shit up for the younger generation. I keep the jealous person with their fucking hearts racing. So back off before I rip your whole food to pieces. Leave you with civility for transmitted diseases. Don't get your panties because I'm realistic. On the streets of Tadlock is where I learned to be a mischief.
Yeah.
Mm.
Audio workshop.
Mm.
West Auckland.
Mm.
Good times.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's well done.
Yeah.
It's a good song. Mm.
So?
I like the progressions, like the fast raps. Like pretty fast, eh? And he gets all the words out. He gets all the words out quite clearly, eh?
The cool thing, I mean, we were only together for like, you know, 2 months, I think 3 months, yeah.
Yeah.
6-8 weeks, but 2 months, and it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. I like how it drops into the reggae, from the raps to the reggae. Just real fast and then real slow. And it blends perfectly. That's a really good song.
So have I talked to you about global artist Oti Porti?
What's global artist Oti Porti?
That is just people from all over the globe that live here.
Yeah.
Here in Oti Porti.
Yeah.
Who are musicians, actors, writers, poets, dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just coming together and... composing music here, and
that's right.
I mean, what I love about it, because we've recorded minimum of 10 songs.
Yep.
With all these different artists. So we've got, because our last video, we had 16 different people from different countries that live here currently.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got a copy of that song?
Yes.
It's quite good, eh?
Yeah.
I like that song. What's it called? It's called a DMCC Race Relations Week Song 2025. I'm guessing.
Well, look, I'll leave you guessing. We'll leave that for the next gig. So Global Artist Orty Porty is like DMCC's one of the new projects that we're coming up this year, which I'm looking forward to because it's just strengthening that the local music and writers from all over the world and here in Dunedin and from anywhere. We just welcome everyone and just writing and connecting. And it's the stories that come out. And for me as a musician, what I love the most is having new instruments. That last recording, what do we have on it? We had a like a sitar.
Yeah.
You remember? We had two of them.
Yeah.
And one was a sarod.
Yeah.
And the other one was a zina.
A zina.
Yeah. And they're both Indian. Yeah. Indian classical string instruments.
Beautiful, eh?
Yeah. And then we had the tablas.
Yeah.
And the congas, all on the same track.
Yeah. I love instruments like that, eh?
Well, let me go, because well, like the sarod was the man that played that was 88, and he laid a track, and then an Indian woman, 88, a middle-aged Indian woman.
Yeah.
I won't say names at the moment,
because
there were two, and we had Pakistan. No, I will say names. Zohaib.
Yep.
Beautiful voice. Great performer. And he sang on it. You also rapped on it.
I did. That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're Iranian, Vanuatuan. I can't name them all.
Yeah.
And then we had a Tamil singer.
Yeah.
From the Indian classical music school. Which was Minnie.
Yes.
And we had Namakal, who was from Zambia, doing vocals and singing in her language. And do you remember the conga player? Coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
You know good. Coffee? Have you heard him? Have you jammed with him before?
Yep, I have actually jammed with him before.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, he is. He runs the drumming lessons in the valley.
And the African dance school, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But
what I love the most about that song is what we did is we brought all these different traditional instruments from different countries and different ethnic backgrounds, and we blended them together into a beautiful harmony. And I've got this, and I think that's the perfect example about the human race as well. So even though we're all different, but when we come together, it should be the cause of harmony rather instead of a clashing. So I've got this lovely quote from Abdu'l-Bahá here. He says, "The diversity in the human family should be the cause of love and harmony, as it is in music, where many different notes blend together in the making of a perfect chord. If you meet those of a different race and color from yourself, do not mistrust them and withdraw yourself into your shell of conventionality, but rather be glad and show them kindness." So I've always loved that the imagery of like, right, if I'm holding a chord on the guitar, you know, my index finger is holding one note, my middle finger is holding another note, my ring finger is holding one note, my pinky is holding one note. But and when I play them together, it's if I do the chord right, you know, line them up correctly, then I will have a beautiful harmony. You know, and so if one finger is the white race, one's the black race, one's the yellow race, one's the red race, if we were find how we can come together as a beautiful blend in order to create harmony, social harmony, we will have a wonderful effect. Mm.
That was beautiful what you said, bro. Here's another original song that was written here in Naughty Porty.
Oh, yeah. You always make mistakes, you got an unstable. You bet you'll be playing. Keep it up high, realizing open your eyes. You need a man to satisfy love and hate. You always make mistakes, you got an unstable. You bet you'll be playing.
So these songs, that last track we played,
yeah,
they were a crew from Auckland,
yeah.
And I moved from Auckland down to Dunedin,
yeah.
So now it's 2003.
That's a good 22 years ago.
Yeah, well, this is the song
from that time.
Yeah,
the world was a wee bit different then, eh?
Yeah, that was our corner, Te Rangatahi. Run at Stone Street, but by the roundabout there.
Yeah.
Now security.
Yeah.
Shop.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. 2003, eh?
Let you go. Sorry. I can picture these guys recording it, and they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Well, they were teenagers then, so if that's 20 years ago.
Are they still here in Dunedin?
I don't know. Some of them might be, yeah.
Might
some
be.
Some are.
They might be listening right now.
Teenage boys. I've got tracks of them rapping on it too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Hey, so you're listening to DMCC live on air with PK and Ash. It's great to be here. We're here every Tuesday. Sometimes live, sometimes pre-recorded, but we're always here every Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So shout out to all our Tongan brothers and sisters in the community. Tongan Language Week.
Yeah.
My Lord and Lady.
Yeah.
And,
that's right. To all the friends tuning in from outside of Dunedin, Oamaru, Timaru, Waimeri, Central Otago, happy Language Week, Tongan Language Week. I know we have a lot of Tongan friends all across Otago. It's a wonderful opportunity for us, the rest of us, to learn about the Tongan language, and we're so happy that the friends from Tonga are one more chord, or one more note on that guitar chord, and that's what we're celebrating this week.
Realize and open your eyes. You need a man to satisfy love and hate.
For the days of love and the hate kind of play, just wait.
Love and hate.
For the days of love and the hate kind of play, just wait.
Love and hate.
Love and hate.
Love and hate.
Love and a hate kind of play, just wait. For the days in the love and a hate kind of play, just wait.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.